Here's a thought for you. We talk about being user-centric, don't we? And about how we think a lot about what users want and what their objectives are and all of those kinds of things. But do we really know our users? We are committed to it. We are serious about it. But I'm not sure we always use the right techniques to find out about users. We don't really get to understand them and their motivation and their thought. Sure, we do maybe usability testing, which is great. I mean, it's very, very worthwhile. But what you're testing there is the website, aren't you? You're not really getting to know those users. You're not understanding how they tick, and you're not getting yourself in their head, so to speak. Sure, you may be testing a few different tasks that they might want to complete, but oftentimes you prepare those tasks ahead of time, and you don't really ask the user whether this is something they'd want to complete or not. Now, we do personas as well, don't we? We do user personas where we make up what a user is like and what tasks they want to complete in order to focus us more on the user. And those are useful tools. You know, personas are great. But again, are we really getting to know the people? I'm wondering whether actually we ought to just set a bit of time aside to really get to understand users, the users of our website. For example, do you have a customer service desk? Do you have a group of people that are sitting there taking calls from users? Why not go and join it for a bit? Why don't you actually engage directly with users for a while? After all, we tend to sit in our little darkened room making our plans about what the website will be like, and we don't actually have that much direct contact with the users. Maybe go out with the sales team. There are lots of opportunities for us to engage directly with the users, and it is really worthwhile to do so. Maybe you want to go even a step further. Some of the most enlightening times that I've found in actually getting to know users are where you go and go to their house, go and have a chat with them. Don't necessarily talk about the website, but talk to them instead about their lives, what they do, how many kids they've got, where they go, you know, what magazines they read, what their interests are. To actually understand them a little bit better rather than just focusing on the mechanics of their interaction with the website. Because I think once you really feel like you know Bob or you know Sue or whoever else, then it makes design decisions so much easier. It makes content decisions so much easier. It makes the strategic development of new features so much easier. It's kind of obvious what to do because you know the people involved in a true way. Now, you might not have the luxury of being able to go and spend time with real users. So the next best thing is, do you know somebody who is very reflective of the users? Maybe somebody you know from, you know, your school, you know, the school that your kids go to, or maybe somebody from the church you attend, or, you know, or the Weight Watchers group you're a part of, or whatever else. Is there somebody that is representative of your audience you're trying to reach? And then start building for them, because you know that person already. You've done the legwork. My point here is that our desire to focus on usability is so focused around the tasks that need to be completed that we don't really consider the context of the person that's completing those tasks. We kind of tip our hats to it, but that's about it. So my challenge for you today is to go out and really get to know your users.